Welcome to News Pots. It's Wednesday the 7th of March. My chair is quite squeaky today. I've just sprayed WD-40 on it, and all it's done is make the room smell a bit. And we haven't got any ventilation.
You've got grease dripping down your chair now. Nice. Could be a DIY then. Handy with your grease.
Very skilled. What's the news?
Congratulations to Billy Piper. And Chris Evans.
Are they back together?
Yes.
She stopped going out with Inspector Lewis's Inspector Lewis?
Yeah.
Wow. How lovely.
Yeah, so we always knew it would happen.
So
it's
good.
It's just a case of somebody telling them that that's what they have to do.
I've got some congratulations as well to Noel Gallagher.
Oh, yeah.
And Sarah McDonald, who are expecting a baby.
I thought he was married to somebody else.
Well, he was going out with Meg Matthews, but they split up. These two have been together for 7 years.
Oh, I didn't
know. So you're quite out of date there.
I'm very out of date.
She's dyed her hair, if that's what's confusing you. She used to be blonde.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's brunette.
I don't know. Well, you know.
Apparently, revelations about this started when they went to the NME Awards and she wasn't drinking alcohol. She was sticking to soft drinks.
Yeah.
It would never occur to me to think, oh, they must be pregnant. But I've realised now why people treat me with suspicion when I'm not drinking. They're all just assuming I'm up the duff.
Oh, that you're an alcoholic on the wagon.
That's more likely.
More likely. What are your red names? Richard Meadley.
He's looking furious.
Furious. It didn't scare me. He looks kind of angry, but also like an idiot.
But why is he so angry?
Somebody nicked a mobile phone of his daughter, pulled her hair.
Young Chloe?
Yeah, it looks like an exact somewhere halfway between Richard Medley and Judy Flanagan.
Oh, that's weird, isn't it? Because she is, well, she is halfway between them.
But she's adopted.
No, she isn't.
She is.
She doesn't know that.
Oh, shit.
Also in the news today, a brother and sister who are shagging, they're trying to overturn the rules in Germany. So he's been to prison once for the whole incest thing, trying to overturn the rules so they can live together. They didn't grow up together, and it's quite interesting reading about it. He's 30, she's 22, they've been together 6 years, so since she was 16, and they've got 4 children. And that, to me, she seems too young to be going out with her brother and have 4 children. And also, she looks about 40. So there's an argument against incest. Interestingly, there's an argument here.
Two babies are fucked, are they? By each other.
By each other, yeah. No, one of them's got epilepsy, which it might have just happened anyway. I don't think that's genetic. And one has got special needs.
2 heads.
But yeah, that's the main argument against procreating with members of your family, is that it does increase the likelihood of genetic diseases. But they're arguing, or their lawyer is arguing, that, you know, disabled parents aren't banned from having children, or people with hereditary diseases, or women over 40 who are likely to have disabled children. You don't ban them from having sexual relations, so why should you ban brother and sister? The reason is because it's a bit weird.
It's weird, and I think they need to keep that ban in place. They still need to just don't make people think it's all right. Don't.
But then, what do you do? This couple, you know, they've got a functional family.
I mean, yeah,
they've got 4 children. But so, yeah. should they put him
they've
in prison?
They've obviously got
or?
The bit missing in their brain that says, you know, you don't do that. Whatever. I don't think they should go to prison or anything. But don't encourage it.
But then, how would you discourage it if you don't put people in prison? That's. It's the argument.
Well,
you know.
Just by showing all the two-headed babies, really.
Okay. That auction happened yesterday. Obi-Wan Kenobi's hoodie went for £54,000, which is frankly a rip-off. But, you know.
It is a rip-off. Something there was an absolute bargain that I missed out on.
Yeah, a naval officer's jacket worn by Kenneth Branagh in Shackleton, £140. You could have got that for £150, probably.
I'd be sat here wearing it now.
Sniffing it,
wearing it to bed. It's a nightie.
A jacket worn by Robert Mitchum in The Big Sleep, £200.
I mean, who is Robert Mitchum anyway?
He's an actor from the old days. Del Boy and Rodney's Batman and Robin uniform, £10,200.
Stupid.
Tom Baker's Doctor Who uniform, £24,000. And it wasn't even the real one, it was one that he wore. He wore that he did wear, and he wore it for PAs, but he didn't wear it in the series. So, lots of money for lots of things that really...
You could get in a Chazza.
Yeah, he put all that money together, could have bought something lovely. Nice house or something.
Robbie? Do you want to send a little message to him?
Yeah, hello Robbie, I'm listening to your album at the moment, and it's tragicomic, I find. It's good lines in it, and I like the way you say Judy Dench. But it's also a bit sad because of the drug addiction, and you're singing about it, and nobody even did anything. So all your record company are assholes. But I hope your mum looks after you and get there soon.
And do you love him?
Yeah, I do love him. Not in a sexy way. I just, you know.
So you'd say no, would you, if he came at you with his cock?
I would actually say no. Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. You don't believe me, do you?
Well, I kind of do, but it's weird.
I like him, he's a nice lad. I like him and Mark Owen. I would Mark Owen,
though.
Aww. He's only tiny.
A scumbag has been sent to prison.
Well, good.
For murder. He's only got 2 years, though.
Oh.
Because that was the amount, they calculated it on the amount of years of life left that they thought the man had that he killed.
Oh, so he killed an old fella?
Yeah, and they thought he'd only live for another couple of years anyway, so he's been given 2 years.
No, that's not right. If you kill someone, you've killed them, and you shouldn't, just because they're old, it's not. Do you get more killing
babies?
I'm not
saying I agree with it.
No, I'm not saying you do, I'm just saying that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
A British woman landed a £100 shark on holiday. She shagged up her neck and her shoulders doing it. It took her half an hour to land the shark. Why? What's the point? Why did you want to catch the shark?
She caught a shark.
Yeah, and spent half an hour catching it and then fucked herself up.
And what did she...
And then what you can do, you can't eat a shark, can you?
Yeah, sharks in soup.
She was just showing off. I think,
probably,
you know,
the best bet is to cut its fins off and chuck it back in the water. You know,
they'll grow back.
Well, they won't, but, you know, that's the only useful bit to us, so fuck it.
A woman died of anorexia after she was called fat at school, but she was 43 at the time, and she'd left school 30 years ago, or she'd been told she was fat 30 years ago. So I don't know whether you can say it's the fault of the school.
No.
The school, you know, the children who bullied her, or whether, you know, it was a very stupid, skinny fault.
David Cameron, we've not heard about him for a while.
No, what's her?
Well, you know, we've been kind of waiting for him to actually say
what he's doing. Yeah.
He's finally spoken out and he said, I'm going to concentrate on things that matter. So we're getting a clearer picture now.
Is he going to be robust in concentrating on things that matter?
No, that's the Liberals.
Oh, okay.
They're not going to concentrate on things that matter, though. They're just going to be robust.
About things that are relevant.
and he's going to be concentrating on things that matter. Meanwhile, Tony Blair's going to get on with running the country.
The late Richard Hammond has been given a posthumous award for Best Satellite Digital TV Programme because he was the host of Brainiac on Sky TV.
Right. But not Best Driving Skills or...
No, he hasn't won an award for Top Gear.
Excellent. Well, we hope he's widow and kids enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a nice memory of
their dead dad. How's his dog? Is that dead as well?
No, his dog. Dead Dickie's dad's dog's dead.
Right. But is Dickie's dog dead?
No, he didn't have a dog. It's his dad's dog.
Macca wants to end the war.
Which war? The war with Macca or the war in Iraq?
The war with Macca.
Oh.
But actually...
To be honest, I'm not bothered about that.
The reading on... He doesn't want to end any war, so all he says is, I hope it'll be soon over.
They were in High Court yesterday, unscheduled. Apparently it was talking about the baby, who's going to get arrangements for that. She was representing herself in a 30-minute hearing. Apparently, he's offered her 25 million as a settlement, and she said no. She's after more. Greedy, greedy mucker.
Greedy bugs. I mean, who needs more than 25 million pounds?
Mucker.
She just wants that golden leg, doesn't she?
Yep.
So she can chuck it through his window.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Dreads putting on weight and going out for a night on the wagon, in case anyone dares suggest she's pregnant.
Right.
That's the problem with being a celebrity. You put a bit of weight, everyone thinks you're preggers. I just keep ringing her family up and say, no, I'm not. I just ate a big curry. Trap wind.
Want to let me try this out. A drug crazed you up. This is awful, actually. Right, there's a little boy. He was celebrating his 16th birthday. He just passed all his GCSEs and...
We've done this story already.
Finished his battle with cancer, and then some other drug crazed job comes and murders him.
We have done that story. We did it when it happened, and now it's in court.
He's been given life.
Maybe the court case has started. Good, because he was bad. Yeah.
Ugly as well.
Trog. 50 Cent has just finished writing his latest book. It's a story straight from the heart, he said. It will tug at everything. So it's an interesting thing for a book to do.
It's a story, I think.
I don't know. I mean, the interesting thing about that, I found, is it's his latest book. I mean, can anyone name any of 50 Cent's other books?
49 Cents.
That isn't a book, that's just 1 cent less than his name.
You know, I hate many columnists.
Yeah?
I just wanted to say I really hate Sue Carroll of the Daily Mirror today. She's a cunt. Singer Beth Ditto says she grew up eating squirrels in an Arkansas trailer park. Presumably...
Arkansas.
That would be every squirrel ever to pass by with fries.
Ooh, because she's a bit fat. But she's way cooler than Sue Carroll. It just reminded me. I wanted to download that, possibly illegally. I like their single.
It's just, you know, I mean, why does she get off saying things like that? Does it help anything?
Do you know what I was thinking earlier? You know when sometimes you think, what did we do before we had the internet? How did we find things out? You know, it must have been quite hard work going to the library and finding the right book and then writing, copying it out. Because now you just Google, you're fine. And what I was wondering is, before, you know, because celebrities never used to be that rah as they are now, are they? They're not as ubiquitous as they are now. And I wondered what papers put in the papers before everyone had eating disorders and before everyone was a celebrity.
Yeah.
What did they fill up their papers with?
I think it might have been news.
Oh. Extraordinary. I've got some more food news coming up, but I have a turn patient. You know that earthquake you said only 7 people died?
Oh, yeah.
Add a 0 to that.
Fucking hell.
It's still not as bad as the tsunami.
No.
But,
Well, they've got something else to worry about now.
What's that?
Plane crashes happened there.
Oh, yeah, that was on the runway, wasn't it? It was a load of Australian people.
Our thoughts go out to their families.
They do. I'm just slagging off celebrities being in the papers too much. I've circled every single story on the celebrity page here.
Right.
Brad Pitt sent Jennifer Aniston a Valentine's card. Angelina's furious. It might have been for her birthday, but it was around Valentine's Day. Red Hot Chili Peppers star Anthony Kiedis says he's hooked on internet porn, so he got himself a girlfriend and now he's not. And Nicole Smith's baby might be addicted to drugs. because she took drugs while she was pregnant, but they haven't worked it out yet. You know, well, surely she would have gone cold turkey by now had she been addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
Unless they've been feeding her drugs in the hospital or whoever's looking after her.
So it wouldn't surprise me.
All Saints have been dumped by their record label. Their latest single failed to make top 200. Do you know what it is even called?
No.
I can tell you why it didn't, because it's got a dreadful name. Chick Fit. Bad name for a song. All Saints, I did that one, sorry. Girls Aloud are going to team up with the Arctic Monkeys for a joint venture. That's quite weird. And, Billy Piper has got back together with Chris Evans.
Paris Hilton, she's had a birthday party.
Oh, happy birthday, Paris.
Part of it
involved... How old, she's older than I think she is, isn't she?
Yeah, she's 28. She had a giant picture of herself made, invited 700 people over to her house. They'll fit in her house. they were all given a silver pen and made to write nice things about Paris on the poster of Paris. Courtney...
It's a bit like when you leave school and you have your shirt signed on the last day.
But it's a bit more grand. Courtney Love went and apparently saw some cocaine in the toilets. Some gap.
She saw some or she took some?
She saw some.
And then she told the press.
She wrote it about it on her blog, apparently.
She didn't write it on the picture of Paris. A computer user is suing Microsoft for £100,000 because his PC's Internet Explorer program did not delete records for the pornography he'd viewed. He thought, because his browser history is only 5 days,
yeah,
that after 5 days it would all be disappeared, but of course you forgot about cookies and so on, and then he got arrested by the police who found loads of porn on his computer. I don't know if that's Microsoft's fault or not. Fundamentally, he misunderstood the spyware in computers.
Why would you get done for looking at porn?
I don't know, actually.
So, I didn't know there's a law against that.
Oh, no, hang on. No, a lie. He wasn't arrested for that. He's arrested for weapons charges. He's just going for the £100,000 for the embarrassment of all people finding porn on his computer.
There's porn on every computer.
Not on mine.
I bet there is.
Really?
Yeah. Somewhere in that little tidy looking box.
Well, maybe Malcolm has downloaded some porn.
Yeah, probably.
Weird stuff.
There's an ugly man whose bride-to-be could die any minute, and he's saying, give her whichever organ it is.
That's missing.
That's missing.
It's broken.
Because otherwise she could die any minute. I'm never going to get...
Laid
again with a face like this. So, you've got a spare donor.
Tell you what, I bet he wants to give her his organ.
If you've got a spare organ, you could phone them up and tell them we're an offer. The number is.
How much do they want for it? What do they give us for it?
You could probably charge them 0845 6060 400. Phone up and say, I'd like to give my organ to John.
Obese people may have an excuse for being fat. Their brains fail to tell them they are overweight. They found that they were missing a hormone.
And what about mirror?
Exactly what I was going to say. That was my punchline. Okay. Do their eyes not work as well? When they put their clothes on, do they not notice?
And even if you're blind, you can still feel you're fat.
Yeah. I don't think it's nothing to do with the brain. More fat stories. Prices... Not that this is, I'm making this a fat story. It's that the sales of cola have not increased as much as the sales of juice and water have. Water's up 11%, juice is up 14%, smoothies are up 102%. So we're drinking healthier, but still, Coke is the biggest selling drink. Obviously not current. Excuse me, tea and coffees. Britain is the only country in those in Europe which downs more cola per person than water.
Right.
So we're doing better, but still, we've still got in the Coke. That's why we've all got bad teeth.
Whose knees are they?
I don't know, we have to buy the Daily Mail. I'm just not prepared to do that.
Whose knees do you think they are?
Kim Basinger.
Right.
That one is...
I've seen that knee before.
Kate Moss.
Is it?
I don't know! You said, who do I think they are?
You're probably right.
Robots are taking our jobs. If it wasn't bad enough that the immigrants were coming over here and taking our jobs, the robots are now. They can do something. They're making an excuse for a feature in the metro. These ones here, the Papi Ro, they're basically like child-minding robots. And they've got face, they can recognise your face. And voices, and they can work out if they're in a room. They can work out where all the kids are, and go off if they go off on one if one of the kids disappears. So that's handy. A robot going. There's this one here. iRobbieQ.
Which one would you get off us?
£600. I'm just going to tell you what this one can do. It looks a bit 80s, right? It can do the vacuuming. It's got educational functions for children. Weather and news alerts and a karaoke machine. Most impressive, his batteries start going low, he'll take himself off and recharge himself.
That's good. Does it have a...
It's only £600.
Does it have a...
A vibrator? No.
Put this in. This dog that goes to the cash machine.
A dog that goes to the cash machine.
Yeah. Puts a card in.
Has it got a bank account?
Taps the PIN number in. I don't know why his owner can't do it.
Has she got no hands?
She's blind or something.
Oh, she might be. He doesn't look like a guide dog. He's got a cute face, mind.
Maybe she's just thick. But the dog sorts her out.
Maybe she's got a memory problem, so she can't remember the PIN number.
Just use cash, then, really.
Where's she going to get it from? There's a little feature about people getting married very quickly and whether a shotgun wedding is the way forward. Just out of interest. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, they had a 2-month courtship and then got married sometime later. Preston and Chantel, 3 months after they got together, they got engaged and were married 5 months later.
Yeah.
Renée Zellweger got married after 4 months and then their marriage lasted less than 4 months. Jodie Marsh got engaged after just 11 days, split up a few weeks later. She had his name tattooed on her hand, but then had to have a load of shit tattooed over the top of it. I read this website about her the other day.
Oh, yeah.
For hours. I was reading it for hours. These people really hate her. It's quite interesting. More food things. Shoppy teenagers are that way because of their poor diets. Probably all the Coke they're drinking.
George Clooney is gay. We've been sent in another product to test.
Have we?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Pout. It's a lip plumper.
It's pink, is it? It's quite a nice colour. Does it come in different colours, do you know?
Comes in different colours. We've been sent the full selection.
Thank you. It smells chocolatey and minty to me. Like a matchmaker.
Ooh.
So, yeah. And,
nice.
Yeah. Give your lips a nice gloss.
And yours?
Has it plumped them?
Yes, has mine plumped.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah,
excellent. So that works then.
That works.
Pout. What's that retailing at? And where can you buy it?
You can buy it from Pout.
NASA can't afford to save us. I didn't know they were in charge of that, but they are. Apparently there's loads and loads of hazardous asteroids floating around and they need to track them all, but it would cost $519 million. You know, if it hits us, it hits us. Shit happens. This story I don't understand. There's a woman who she couldn't get a job in the city. She decided to become a dog walker. That's gone really well for her. She really likes being a dog walker. So she's bought a black cab so she can pick all her dogs up, put them in the back of the cab, and then drive them around. I mean, well, surely she's a dog walker. Should she not be walking them? So anyway, there's a picture of a load of dogs in the back of a cab.
Weird.
Yeah. I did not understand it.
There's a 7-year-old girl who looks like a baby. She's got some syndrome.
She does what, like a baby?
She crawls around like a baby.
Oh. She's got no legs?
No, she's just
lazy. Tonight's television, quite interested in... this is something I've never said before. Louise Redknapp / nerding. I've never said I'm interested in her before because she's fundamentally a very dull woman. But she's doing a programme called The Truth About Size Zero. It's like a reverse version of Super Size Me where she goes all skinny and her brain collapses. That's on at 9 o'clock on ITV. I shall look forward to watching that, I think.
Me too. That really interests me.
Ooh, my lips have gone all tingly.
Mine have too. I would definitely recommend buying this. We got sent these products because do you know how many downloads we've had?
No.
Over 100,000.
What's that wink for?
Because you know it's far more than that. So if anybody else wants to send products in,
send products in and we'll try and sell them for you.
Peaches Gallagher, pregnant?
No, she's not.
But she could be.
Is she not drinking?
She's not drinking and she's wearing a pregnancy outfit.
A man has been accused of stealing underwear from a lingerie shop at knife point. So this chair's really squeaky. He's claiming it is because he's been playing like a Dungeons and Dragons game, and he was a lady elf who was a thief, and he got confused and got a bit too into the character and then tried to do an armed robbery in Anne Summers. It's an extraordinary defence.
I like it though.
But time will show.
But your lips have gone enormous. I thought it was
beginning to hurt.
For bunnies.
Yeah.
My face is aching from holding up these giant lips. For bunnies, there's reds and there's blues. They're all happy. And Ronaldo is suffering anguish. Yeah, the blues keep their socks rolled up. I'm asking you. racing tips. Little Bobby Galdon.
He's in a 330
entry. Yeah, put 10 on him. 10 of each way. Splash out.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday.
Well, I tell you, have a lovely weekend.
Have a lovely weekend and a lovely Thursday and Friday as well.
Watch that thing tonight.
Watch that thing tonight and then we'll talk about it on Monday.
Yeah.
Although we'll probably have forgotten by then. It's ages away.
Oh well.
Bye.
Yep.